From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, November the 6th through Sunday, November the 9th. I'm Philip Graham. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that the town of Jewett's 2016 budget will increase and the town has little saved to help absorb the difference. The town board, at a public hearing last week, unveiled a $1.02 million spending plan, which reflects an increase of $64,000 over the previous year. Spending has increased in both the highway and the general sections of the budget. Town Supervisor James Pelletieri said, and I quote, "Expenditures are low if you compare them to last year, but we had no leftover balance to carry over," end quote. The tax levy is expected to increase 6.7%, more than the state-mandated tax cap. Because of this increase, Jewett's residents will not be eligible for the state tax rebate next year. The board is expected to adopt the spending plan this week. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Valencia Zoning Board of Appeals has approved a setback variance requested by Habitat for Humanity. This clears the way for the organization to build a new two-family house on Main Street in the village. The lot that Habitat plans to use for the project presently has a two-family house on it that does not meet village requirements. Habitat plans to demolish the existing building and replace it with a new two-family home set back further than the current house, but not far enough to meet current village setback regulations. The variance grants Habitat an exception from the setback distance. Brenda Adams, the executive director of Columbia County Habitat for Humanity, said the organization will push to have the two old structures demolished this fall. The Mid-Hudson News Network reported that Assemblymember Dede Barrett has asked a state public service commission judge, David Prestemon, to terminate the Energy Highway AC transmission upgrade proceeding. The Hudson Democrat has pushed for the end of the project because, she argues, it would have a negative impact on the Hudson Valley, its economy, and more. In her letter to Prestemon, Barrett said the project's proposed towers, and I quote, would destroy bucolic view sheds that inspired the Hudson River school painters just as they thrill today, and would cut deeply into Columbia County's growing farming, craft beverage, and agritourism industries, which generates $115 million and approximately 1,400 jobs. Chris Bragg reported at Capital Confidential that Democrat Sean Francis is requesting that State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel Risa Sugarman look into State Senator Kathleen Marchione's alleged exception of donations given through the so-called LLC loophole in the state's election law. Francis is looking to unseat the Half Moon Republican in 2016. He is a union official and a former AAA minor league umpire. Francis submitted a complaint to Sugarman in mid-October, alleging Marchione, and I quote, knowingly accepted contributions in excess, end quote, of limits that were not made in the donor's true name, in direct violation of election law. A spokesman for Marchione said the donations were legal and then slammed Francis for a, and I quote, breathtaking ignorance of state law, end quote. Finally, Josefa Velasquez reported at Politico New York that federal prosecutors on Thursday, November the 5th, filed a 164-page letter detailing the application for a wiretap in the corruption case against State Senator Dean Skelos and his son, Adam. In an affidavit filed with the court, a special agent with the FBI wrote, a grand jury investigation into Dean Skelos' employment with a Uniondale law firm began in November 2014, roughly a month after the Governor's Moreland Commission was disbanded. After Cuomo closed down the investigation, U.S. Attorney Pratt Baraja took possession of the commission's files. During the investigation of the elder Skelos, the government learned that Adam Skelos was receiving regular payments from Arizona-based environmental company Abtec Industries. Abtec Industries was eventually granted a $12 million contract from Nassau County, where the Skeloses reside. The Skeloses, both of whom pleaded not guilty, are due in court on November 16th. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 33. The forecast for the next 2 days, on Tuesday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 55 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:39 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:49 p.m., providing us with exactly 10 hours of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 9th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.